along North Sea coasts.
Thank you, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Saturday the 17th of May. The general synopsis at midnight. High southeast Iceland 1,034, slow moving with little change by midnight tonight. New low expected Fitzroy 1,010 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Northerly 5 to 7, fair, good. South Utsira, northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in the east, fair, good. 40s, north 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, 4th Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, northwest veering north or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, Humber, Thames, north or northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Dover, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 3 to 5, then becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. Biscay. East or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. South Fitzroy. Variable 3 or less in the south, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the east. Showers later, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Easterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Lundy Fastnet. East or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in Lundy. Fair, good. Irish Sea. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 at times. Fair, good. Shannon. East or southeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, South Bailey. East or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Hebrides, fog patches later in Hebrides, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in Hebrides. North Bailey, east 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the east, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 3 to 5 later. Fog patches, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, fog banks, occasional drizzle, moderate to very poor, occasionally good. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northeast by east 2. 24 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by north 3, 24 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by west 4, 24 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Lucas, west 2, recent precipitation, 3 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by west 3, 1,024, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 5, 11 miles, 1,021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1,022. Jersey, north 1, 16 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast 5, 5 miles, 1,022. Scilly Automatic, north by east 3, 6 miles, 1,023, falling. Valentia, east-northeast 2, 5 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east 3, 19 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. And Malin Head, south by east, calm, 27 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a slow-moving area of high pressure will continue to be centred near the Faroes. This will maintain a generally northerly or northeasterly airflow across the United Kingdom, with predominantly fair weather for all waters. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less in the Murray Firth. Otherwise northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Rattray Head. Fog patches later, mainly in the north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less in the Firth of Forth. Otherwise northerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the east. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the north. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate later. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North backing northwest for a time, 3 to 5. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 at times in the south. Fair, good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly northeasterly later 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast becoming variable 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in the west, then becoming variable 3 or less later in the east. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north or northeast becoming variable at times in Cardigan Bay, 2 to 4, fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast 3 to 5 becoming variable 3 or less for a time, fair, good. The Isle of Man, north or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the north, falling variable 3 or less at times. Fair, good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel, variable 2 or 3, increasing 4 at times. Fair, good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northeast 3 to 5, fog patches developing later in the north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in the north. And the Shetland Isles, north or northeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times later, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. I'll just repeat the general situation. A slow-moving area of high pressure will continue to be centred near the Faroes. This will maintain a generally northerly or northeasterly airflow across the United Kingdom, with predominantly fair weather for all waters. And that ends the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt.
Good morning. I'm really looking forward to the end of next month, because I'm going to Copenhagen to celebrate our son's marriage. Josh is half British, half Maltese, and his fiancée Sasha is Ukrainian. They live in Germany, go walking in Austria the weekends, and are getting married in Denmark for administrative reasons. They're currently thinking about what languages they'll speak at home once their first child is born. Sasha has brought such blessing to our family. This is mostly because she's a wonderful person. But it's also because she's brought with her a whole new world of Ukrainian culture, food and language, not least some really helpful new words. For instance, I gather that Ukrainian has two different words for cherries, depending on whether they're sour or sweet. I've officiated at and attended lots of weddings, but of course this one will be extra special. Largely because it's our own son, but also because of the opportunity to encounter a whole host of cultures and languages. It feels a little like the first Pentecost in the Bible, when the Holy Spirit enabled the first followers of the risen Jesus to speak all kinds of different languages. The world would be a really boring place if we all spoke the same language and ate the same food. Our family's experience has been that cultural diversity has brought richness and colour to our lives. God of Pentecost, you made women and men in your image and likeness, and yet no two of us are alike. This tells us that you are a God of infinite variety and complexity, and that you rejoice in difference. Help us to see those of other cultures and religions as a blessing to us and not a threat. In the name of Jesus, who welcomed the outsider. Amen.
Prayer for the Day was presented by the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt. Now on Radio 4, we revisit our developmental series Child. India Rakhitson goes down the rabbit hole of time after a baby is born.
And isn't it a cruel trick that being awake in the night lasts so much longer than being asleep in the night?
Yes, time is very elastic. Those minutes of a baby crying are like eons. But then those hours or minutes where you get some sleep are just never enough. They go by in a flash.
Time. It's haunted philosophers, physicists, writers, and new parents. Because the world changes in those first few months.
How often do you see kind of the stresses and anxieties around parenthood linked to a reach for normality?
Oh gosh, loads.